This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea has launched what South Korea is calling a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. But on Twitter today, U.S. President Donald Trump seemed unimpressed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
North Korea's firing of what South Korea describes as several short-range missiles comes as a likely sign of Pyongyang's growing frustration at stalled diplomatic talks with Washington. North Korea is seeking relief from international sanctions in return for nuclear disarmament. But President Trump says he still believes a nuclear deal with North Korea will happen. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump says he believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. Trump adds, he also knows that I'm with him and does not want to break his promises to me. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today, though it says many were intercepted by its air defense systems. There were no reports of Israelis injured by the rocket fire, but officials in Gaza say at least three Palestinians were wounded in Israel's retaliatory airstrikes. On Friday, four Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire, while two Israeli soldiers were wounded in the weekly protest near the Gaza border. Thailand's 66-year-old king Maha Vajiralongkorn has been officially crowned. This was the first day of an elaborate three-day, $30 million coronation celebration, which is being televised. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a public holiday. A Boeing 737 jetliner skidded off a runway Friday night at the Jacksonville, Florida Naval Air Station while attempting to land with 136 passengers on board. The aircraft ended up in a river. It happened during a heavy thunderstorm. No fatalities and no critical injuries reported. The flight was a military charter from the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are said to be considering options and perhaps trying to reconcile opposing views among various Trump administration officials, including President Trump. This as self-declared Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido is calling for new street protests aimed again at forcing Nicolas Maduro from office. Guaido wants his followers to demonstrate outside the country's military bases. Guaido has made repeated calls for the army to help force Maduro out, but the socialist president clings to power. Mr. Trump discussed Venezuela with Russian leader Vladimir Putin by phone on Friday, and to the surprise of many of his own people, came away claiming that Putin has no intention of interfering in Venezuela.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
Meanwhile, the political standoff continues. Michael Shifter is the president of Inter-American Dialogue. He says the outlook in Caracas is anything but clear. And Mr. Trump's view is one diametrically opposed by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
After the events of this week, both Guaido and Maduro are weakened. They've been battered. And I think the armed forces that already has enormous power in the government may move towards taking control themselves without Maduro, but not necessarily also embracing Guaido.
On the lighter side, there is a royal baby watch going in Britain, and it is intense. Sarah Bassett has our report.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St. Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due date secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
Japan's new emperor addressed the public for the first time today after his ascent to the throne early this week. Emperor Naruhito, accompanied by his wife Masako and other members of the royal family, greeted cheering crowds from a balcony of the Imperial Palace in Tokyo. He said in part, "I am deeply grateful and I wish from the bottom of my heart for your health and happiness and hope that our country pursues world peace hand in hand with other countries." The 59-year-old Naruhito was installed on Wednesday, one day after his 85-year-old father, Akihito, abdicated, the first Japanese monarch in two centuries to do that. He is now the Emperor Emeritus. For more news, you can always go to voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.